Chapter 31. Freshly showered and sitting alone in Jesse's living room, wearing one of Jesse's shirts for a bathrobe, Sonny called Pace Advertising and asked for John Markham.
Mr. Markham is in Chicago this week. May I transfer you to his voicemail?
No, Sonny said. Do you have an attorney on staff?
That would be Mr. Cahill. May I connect you?
Yes, Sonny said. Thank you. The line went silent. Then a phone picked up and a male voice said, Don Cahill.
Hi, Mr. Cahill, Sonny said. This is Sonia Stone in John Markham's office. He's out of town and I need a little favor.
What do you need, Sonia?
Mr. Markham asked me to call that lawyer you sent him to, and I've lost his name and number.
John won't like that, Cahill said.
I know, Sonny said. Can you save me?
Cahill laughed.
Cahill to the rescue, he said. Wait a second.
Sonny waited. Cahill came back.
Harry Lyle, he said, and recited the phone number.
Thank you, Sonny said. You're an angel.
You better believe it, Sonia, Cahill said. You can stop by any time to thank me.
I will, Sonny said, and hung up.
She looked at Ozzie Smith's picture on the wall behind the bar.
Sometimes, Ozzie, she said out loud, I dazzle myself.
She went into the bedroom and dressed and made the bed. The picture of Jen that used to be on the bedside table was gone. Sonny smiled to herself as she packed her small suitcase.
Sonia Stone?
She cleaned up the breakfast dishes. It was kind of fun being housewifely. When she was through, she went back in the living room and got out a copy of the Boston phone book and looked up Harry Lyle. He was listed as a criminal lawyer. She phoned and made an appointment, calling herself Rose Painter. Then she went into the kitchen where Jesse kept a notepad and sat at the kitchen table and wrote him a note and left it on the bed pillow. I'm glad I brought my little suitcase. XXOOS. As she drove back toward Boston, she thought about Jesse. She liked having sex with him. What was not to like as a sex partner? As a life partner? There was the drinking problem and the ex-wife. Sonny wasn't sure that he had actually rid himself of Jen and the way he felt about Jen. She gave a small, humorless laugh. Like I'm rid of Richie. What kind of prospect am I for Jesse? I don't have a drinking problem, but I very well may be more addicted to my ex than he has been to his. Are we both settling for second best? Dr. Silverman had said once that she was using other men as an anodyne. Were she and Jesse doing that? Killing their pain with each other? Worse ways, I suppose.